What is your favorite entertainment during March Madness, like halftime show? I don't know. Jesus, do they do? I don't know. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the To-Do List, Season 3, Episode 4. Today we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Bryce. I'm a sophomore computer engineering major with Ethan, at least for now. Ethan's leaving me, so...
Exposed! Right at the beginning.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
We had a deep talk about it. We're good. We're good.
There's no beef. We move past the beef. So today's topic... everything March Madness. It is currently the day after Selection Sunday, so...
Yeah, I have no clue what Selection Sunday is, to be honest. I don't follow basketball, so, like, I'm kind of out of the loop here. I know what March Madness is. It's, like, the tournament with, like, 64 teams or something. But other than that...
Close.
I don't know what it is.
Wait, how many teams is it?
68.
Oh,
that doesn't make a nice bracket. How does that even work?
Never mind, I know.
There's a first four, so the real games start on Friday, and there's four games on. It's like playing games. There's like four like really small schools that play for the 16 seed, and there's like four decent bigger schools that play for the 11th, or I think it might be 12th. No, it's still 11th seed. So yeah.
Bro, that's wild. That doesn't fit easy into a
bracket. Dude, I low-key forgot about that.
So we'll be dropping on opening game day.
Facts.
A word.
Start of the first round.
So if it releases Friday, my bracket's probably going to be busted already.
Okay, so Selection Sunday is it's the day where all the conference tournaments end, so they know what teams are seeded in what positions. Pretty much, there's a whole like conference of people. Conference isn't the right word.
Regions?
There's a whole board. No, like the board of people that creates the bracket and like. They have all the power they choose.
It's the NCAA committee. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the right C word to use.
Is yes. there a wrong C word even?
Well, I said conference, and that was wrong. Yeah, so they select the teams and their seeds on Sunday, and that's when the brackets open, and you can start creating your bracket to see who's going to win or who you think is going to win.
See, if I did bracket, it would just be based off the mascots, and that's it.
And Jason, here's the funny thing.
Dude,
that's March? No, wait, hold on. See, that in concept is funny, but March Madness sometimes is so luck of the draw that you win like that sometimes. One time my mom literally picked, I'm not even kidding you, my mom picked by which jersey she liked better.
Wow.
She went through every single matchup and looked at which jersey she liked better, and she won our family pool.
Dude, I was going to say it was super funny that Jason said that because my social studies teacher once picked his bracket based off what mascot he thought would win in the matchup, and he won the teacher pool that year. Yeah. It made absolutely no sense.
It's funny because my parents do like a work pool for NFL, like week by week, like you pick every game, and the lady that won picked on like she did like week one, she did like what quarterback she thought was more attractive. And week two, she did what city would she rather visit? And like she won so much money off of that. She alternated from that.
Dude, see, people like it should be statistically like sound, but never works out like that.
That's and that's what makes madness. It great. That's why it's so March great. Madness.
I spent 3 hours last night watching highlights and like doing research on like the past five games each team has played. And I know I'm probably one of the worst brackets in my pool. So,
dude, that's the thing. Like, there's so many different levels of how much time and effort you could put in your brackets. Some people be clicking the autofill button.
All right. How much does a bracket like cost? Or is that vary per like where you put it in?
That's per what bracket you're entering. Like,
yeah, usually like, so there's
like heads paying $100 for a bracket or something like that, or
some heads be doing that. I mean, if you're like rich.
And so like it depends. You can put it into like a pool that you compete with like friends or family or whatever, right? And that's where you can like win money. But then there's also like ESPN and CBS and a couple other things where
seen the CBS just, thing. I got convinced to fill that out maybe once during senior year, but I just didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't.
It's like anybody can sign up for it, and then it's always like, I don't know, if you get a perfect bracket or if you know,
$1 million, yeah.
Yeah, so they always have, I guess, like promotions running, but no one's ever had a perfect bracket, so it's just kind of everybody's trying to climb to the top of the mountain. But
yeah, the guys bracket dropped last night. The girls March Madness is dropping tonight.
Oh, so they do it for both genders.
Yeah, Delaware lost their conference final to Drexel, but they're still meeting up tonight in hopes to get they get an at-large bid, but it might not happen. So it probably won't happen. But good season for the ladies all around, though.
That is true. It was really a tough loss. That, what was it? The game was like 3 days ago at this point, right?
Who do we think is going to win? Like, if you guys had to pick an overall winner. Because, like, I don't know.
Bryce, give us your favorite college basketball team and some teams in the bracket who you're keeping an eye out to win it all.
All right. So, growing up, I was always all Notre Dame sports. Notre Dame football, Notre Dame basketball. Notre Dame, they're not really good in basketball anymore. Like, 2015 was the year when they took Kentucky, that undefeated Kentucky team, when they had, like, Karl Anthony Towns, the Harris brothers, Devin Booker. They took them to overtime in, like, the Elite Eight, and they lost. And, yeah, that lineup, they had, like, Jerian Grant, like, Zach August, Demetrius Jackson, a bunch of guys like that. And I also grew up, I mean, I live really close to Maryland, College Park, so I've always been a huge Terp fan, too. And now it's Delaware for basketball, but haven't made it yet to March Madness.
We hope to be there soon.
Yeah. So, teams I'm looking out for this year.
Here he is breaking on his research. I can see it in his eyes.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm recording another podcast later tonight talking about March Madness too, so it's like back here. I'm working overtime and I need to be soldering this computer engineering project. But yeah. My final four right now is, well, actually, Ethan's in my pool, so I don't know if I should be telling all this without him doing his bracket yet, but...
That's true. Let me take the headphones off.
No, you're good.
As if he's not going to listen to this later tonight. Nice.
My final four is Iowa. They're a two seed. I have Baylor, who's a one seed. I have Illinois, who's a one seed, and I have UConn, who's a seven seed. That's my sleeper team. Getting in it.
Is this for guys or girls?
Over Gonzaga?
I have Iowa over
Gonzaga. Iowa beating them?
I just, Gonzaga, they're undefeated right now, but they don't really play anyone. They beat Virginia earlier in the year, but.
Fair enough.
That's true, bro. That's kind of like our women's team. Fair enough. We didn't lose enough, and that was our problem, I feel like. And Gonzaga might have that same problem.
I think every year they're usually a one seed and they can never make it past. Like, trust me, their roster this year is a lot better. Like, Jalen Suggs, who's a freshman, he's going to be a top five pick in the NBA coming up. They have, like, a few really good players. And I just think my pool, there's going to be a lot of people, and I think I'm doing yours as well, Adam. I think there's going to be a lot of people picking Gonzaga, so I wanted to go another direction. Because
I like that. I usually get tripped up. Because I always want to be that person who picks the upsets. And then, you know, you look back and you're like, why did you pick them to win? They clearly weren't going to win. But that's the fun of it.
My issue is I usually go heart over mind. And
yeah, me too.
This year, I went with, like, I picked UConn in my final four. And they played Maryland first round. So I'm, like, saying, yeah, Maryland, you're going home. So we'll see.
So, Jason, here's the thing. To kind of give you some context, right? Because there is a 68-team field, there's so many varying levels of competition throughout the year. So, for example, I don't know if you're familiar with the conferences, but there's a few powerhouse conferences
I know that's how football works and stuff. Like,
exactly.
Big Ten and
stuff
like that.
Exactly. So, for example, the Big Ten, they are just flooded with talent, right? If you look at the bracket, they have a whole bunch of high seeds.
Is that how they do the brackets with? They do the brackets by conference?
No. they do it by team, but because the Big Ten is so good, they have a bunch of teams in the tournament who all played each other during the regular season. So even though, you know, you have a team who might have lost to some of those good teams, you don't know how they're going to compare to a team like Gonzaga, who's undefeated, but they play in a worse conference.
So if UD pulls up to the Big Ten, we don't know how it's going to go.
Well, I think we might. but in theory, yes.
Yeah.
It all comes down to precedent of recruitment, too. Like, the big schools tend to stay big and they'll be in the tournament for years and years and years. Just because, like, when you're in high school and you're going to one of the big schools if you're good. You know what I mean?
First time since 1976 that Duke and Kentucky aren't in the tournament.
Hey, dude, and I'm happy about Duke not being in it. I did not mess with Duke at all. Bro.
Ethan was texting me about that earlier.
Yeah, I was telling Adam yesterday. So I have no idea why, but UNC is like my favorite just college basketball team. Why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe because Michael Jordan. Probably because Michael Jordan, even though, you know, I wasn't alive when he played. But regardless, they're my favorite team, so I don't mess with Duke at all. So I'm fine with them not being in the
makes
tournament.
Makes sense, yeah. But I know bad how they didn't.
Facts.
But yeah.
It was kind of unfortunate.
It'll be interesting this year. Fans, though. Facts, yeah, it's, you either hate or you love Duke. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting this year, though, because there's only been one 16 seed to ever beat a 1 seed. It happened a few years ago. UMBC beat Virginia. Mm-hmm. But this year, if a team gets a positive test, then they just have to forfeit. So say if a 1 seed tested positive, then a 16 seed can move on to the next.
Damn, bro.
Dude, and that cheeks. Would be so unfortunate.
That's kind of cheese. So what I'm hearing is the other 16 seeds are going to start paying people to run over with the Rona and break through the lines and affect people. Make it a sabotage mission.
Dude, if something like that happened, it'd be crazy. I just saw an ESPN notification like, maybe an hour ago, that for women's, UConn's coach got COVID, so now they don't have their coach for the first game at least.
He's huge too. Like,
bro, just tell him to put on a giant mask and a face shield and get in a bubble or something.
Just pull up with the full hazmat suit.
Get in a bubble. No, like, I've seen people walking around like that. I actually have seen someone in a full hazmat suit.
All the guys' games are going to be in one location. They're all out in Indianapolis. They usually have them in different cities. There's still going to be fans there, though, so it should be interesting.
Thanks. At least there
fans
is.
Fans allowed to go.
Mm-hmm.
How packed is packed?
Still like maybe
25%, and yeah. I know it's like families.
Oh, they should hold it in like Florida or something, where there's no
dude,
no
that
rules.
Would get shut down so quick.
And then every team catches COVID and the tournament's over again.
Facts.
That would be easier to pay someone to get another team has COVID.
That's true.
So, Bryce, what is your – you alluded to it a little bit earlier, but what is your strategy for filling out your bracket?
So I kind of look back at – the big thing I look at is injuries. Like Villanova this year, they're – 5 seed, and Winthrop, a small school in North Carolina, I believe, they're a 12 seed. Villanova has 2 starters out, and so I'm going to go with the 12 seed. And like that's like one of the – I always go for the first-round upsets. Like Winthrop's 23-1. They shoot like 33s a game. And in March Madness, if you're shooting and hitting, then it's like impossible to stop it. That's when Loyola Chicago a couple years ago
– facts. They went on a tear.
Was in the crowd. Yeah, they were unstoppable. But I also just look at, like Ethan said earlier, it's a lot of luck. And I try to not put too much thought into it. Like, there was one year where I second-guessed everything, and I changed a lot of picks, and my first picks were right. So I'd just go through and do it once and don't look again.
How many times do you usually win this? Like, how often do you win money?
The first year I did my own pool. I've been having a pool with my hometown friends since, like, 8th grade. I don't think we were allowed to hand people money in school, and it's kind of weird putting it together, and Venmo wasn't really a thing back then, I won the first year I did it, so I've been doing it ever since, and I haven't won since, so. Well, there's 25 people in my pool, and there's only 3 winners, so the odds really, like, aren't in your favor, and, like, one year, I picked Michigan State to win it all, and they were a 2 seed, and they lost in the first round, and I just, like, didn't pay attention to my bracket again.
Dude, it's crushing. When it's day one, and your thing is already busted, like, beyond repair, like, there's no shot of you cracking top 3, that's just disheartening. I'd be turning off the TV sometimes. I'm like, damn, I don't even want to watch the rest of this.
I'm excited to, because usually in the past, because I've played high school baseball, I would miss all the first games because we would have practice or like a Saturday game. So this year I'm kind of looking forward to like having like 4 split screens going so I can watch all the games at once. And yeah, it'd be fun.
In high school, we used to, the earliest games, we used to pull up our phone in like 8th period or whatever. You'd put it on like your friend's like
back
like
of their chair,
to their back
of their chair.
Boom. But you got to be low key about it, because if something crazy happens and you start bugging out and jumping out of your seat, you're catching detention for that.
Well, see, you want to know what's funny about that is in eighth grade, my eighth grade math teacher, he taught at the middle school, but he was the high school basketball coach. Fully last period of the day is when the games start. Mm-hmm. He did not even teach that day. He
just turned on March Madness.
Pulled up March Madness on his computer, gave us all a worksheet, and said, "Here, just like bring this in tomorrow." And my desk was right by his desk, so I just didn't even do my worksheet. Just watched March Madness with my teacher all day, all period. So clutch.
I remember Notre Dame a few years ago. I think it was my junior year in high school. They were playing like one of the Ivy League schools of. And I think it was maybe Harvard, and like Notre Dame was like a 4 seed, Harvard was a 13 seed, and it came down to the last play of the game. And like we told our Spanish teacher, we were like, "Can you please just put up the last 30 seconds on the smart board?" And he did, and yeah, it was crazy.
I wish, bro. Nah, that didn't happen in mine. I mean, people were like paying attention to March Madness, but like none of the professors or teachers just like put it up, you know? Jealous.
Well, Jason, you'll have to watch it this year. You should make a bracket.
I should, but if I make one, I definitely know it's not going to go well. So,
You never know.
And then when it does, and you're like, "Dang, I didn't put it in any money pools," you're upset.
My neighbor at home, he runs a big one with his company, and it's to the point where, like, everybody just has their own network of people. So, like, he sends it out to his employees, but then, like, everybody sends it out to their friends and their friends. It just grows every year. So, 2 years ago, the last tournament, there was 188 people in the pool.
Bro, what was the buy-in?
Like, 10, I think. The first place walks away with over $500. No, it's more than that. First place walks away with, like, $900 or something.
Dude.
Bro, if 188 people joined... That's like,
that's gotta be more than that.
It's gotta be more than $900.
No way.
That's only half the pool.
Unless you did not take all, not winner take
no,
all.
No, it wasn't. It's not. There's like four placements, I think. It's not all of it. I think it's like 50% or something.
That's smart, to be honest.
But it was like over $900. And what's crazy is that after the first day of the Sweet 16, maybe like a few days into the tournament, I was in first place and I was freaking out. I was so hype, and then
just went downhill.
A bracket buster, and I was just gone.
When I was a kid, my dad and I would always enter our brackets on like USA Today because they had this big money thing. Like, it was just free, and like the winner like gets like $1 million what they always do. And I remember after the round of 64, I was like 52nd in the country, like out, because I only got one game wrong in the whole round of 64. Round of 32, I think I went 500 and I just fell off. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always no one's ever had perfect, but there's always those people who just are like, how did you have, you know, the 13 seed winning 3 games, you know, like just those are the same people who fill out, you know, like 100 brackets.
So you're telling me I should fill out one for every statistical probability?
Jason, you want to go calculate that probability for me real quick?
Because that's a lot of brackets. I'm going to tell you right
I'm
now.
I'm pretty sure it's like 4.6 quintillion. Have fun with that.
Dude,
it's a lot.
It's something like you're more likely to get struck by lightning than getting
twice.
A perfect bracket.
Like, yeah, twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, dude, and that is what makes it great.
I'm pretty sure. Sorry, go ahead, Bryce.
I had a perfect bracket last year.
I don't get the joke.
There was no
got canceled
tournament.
Because of
there
COVID.
There was no tournament. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like if you were able to figure out a way and you filled out one bracket every second, you wouldn't have enough seconds in your lifetime to fill out all the possibilities or something ridiculous. It's insane.
I believe it.
I don't think it's that high of probability.
Dude, now I gotta
Googling right now. How many possible brackets?
Dude, I'm telling
are
you, it's
there
a lot.
In March Madness? 9 quintillion.
Jeez.
It's a big number.
Nine it quintillion.
Is.
Hey, if we just split it up between a few of us.
Yeah. I mean, that's each. If all four of us do it, that's 250K when we get the perfect bracket. We just split the money, you know?
I was going to. I saw this one thing on TikTok, because now I find like all these cool things on TikTok. They said that 95% in NCAA history, the winner like of the whole March Madness tournament, and their regular season had averaged less than 14 turnovers per game. They gave up less than 71 points a game. They shot 70% or more at the free throw line, and they shot 37% or over from three. And there's actually a few teams that have that in their regular season this year. So there's Michigan, there's Virginia, Florida State, San Diego State, BYU, Oregon, Liberty, Drake, and Colgate. So
95, Drake all the way.
One of those are gonna make it.
Drake to the finals.
Dude, I was talking to Nick last night about brackets, and this man was like, yo, I'm picking BYU all the way. Don't mess with Mormons. I was like, bro.
They're top 10 in the country in 3-point percentage. I haven't gone.
They're always good at 3% too. Remember Jimmer Fredette, like that tournament?
Yeah.
Dude, why he might be like top 10 college basketball players of all time, the shit that he was doing at BYU.
They have a really good 3-point team, and their center, Matt Harms, he was at Purdue his past 3 years, and he was Mountain West defensive player of the year. So they do have a good presence down low too. Their first round, they play one of the play-in teams, and if they win that, then they'll play probably Texas, who's 3 seed. So it won't be easy, but
mathematicians have determined the odds aren't actually like if you were to fill out every single bracket, it'd be 9 quintillion-ish ways. But since like number one seeds are guaranteed pretty much to beat number 16 seeds.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could definitely break it down.
It's like it's only 4.2 trillion.
Watch you break it down, and like the one thing you got wrong was like a one seed losing.
Yeah, facts. Like, bro, the UMBC year, they were probably like, "Yo, chill, I got this in the bag," and then they're like, "Oh, well."
Well, my mom graduated for UMBC, so that was a huge deal.
That's really cool.
That's fire. I'd be so hype. I'd be talking about it every year.
I got a 75% in-state scholarship to go there, but it's a commuter school, and I wanted to go out of state.
I would have gone out of state too.
Wouldn't have met you guys.
We wouldn't be doing this right now.
That is also true.
What is your favorite entertainment during March Madness, like halftime show? I don't know. I don't know about this. Like, what? Do they not do halftime shows in March Madness?
Make his question like the post-credit scene, like after.
I'm about to make that the intro clip.
I don't know, man. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, you should make that the intro clip.
Do they not do shit?
Like, no, I mean, they got the cheer teams or whatever, but I don't know.
Do they not do like a dunk contest or something like that?
They don't really do that during the tournament. that's like the regular conference. Like, you go to your team, you go to your school's team games and stuff.
I know who he is, but Nate Darling from Delaware made his NBA debut this week.
All that.
Dude. Adam,
I might have to get a jersey.
I think I remember you guys talking about him last year.
Well, that's what I said. There's a cool one that I want to get.
The Hornets jerseys. Hornets jerseys are like top three NBA jerseys.
Dude, they're kind of nice. The new Buzz City ones that are like teal with the vertical stripes. Those are fire.
That's the one I want. Yeah.
I might have to get it too. Well, we can get a 2-for-1 deal, Adam.
Nate Darling deals. Y'all could twin. That'd be tough.
You can add it to your jersey collection from March, Ethan. I don't know if you're still.
True. Bro, I realized I looked back at it.
In a while.
Dude, okay, that's true too. But I realized I only have 14 jerseys. Like one of my friends from home texted me one day and he was like, yo, like, let me know, like, let me see the whole collection. And I was going through them and I was like, wow, I really don't have that many jerseys. Like 14, that's only half the month. So I really can never do the March Madness jersey a day thing until I get 30 jerseys or 31. I forgot how many days are in March.
I had 3 for you last March until we had to leave.
Facts. And they were fire jerseys too.